Sefer Vayikra starts off, and the very first word, the word Vayikra, already tells us that something is going on. The pasuk says Vayikra el Moshe, and Hashem called to Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem ilav me'ol moed lemor, and Hashem spoke to him from the ohel moed. So the very first word, the Balaturim, and many of the Mefarshim point out, if you look in the Chumash, if you look in the Sefer Torah, the Aleph in Vayikra is a small Aleph. It's an Aleph Zeira. Okay, so the first point that we want to discuss is, why is this Aleph small? Rashi, second point, Rashi says in the second Rashi, Vayikra el Moshe, says Rashi, Hakol Holech, Hashem called to Moshe, Hakol Holech, the voice traveled, Umagia la Aznav, and it reached the ears of Moshe. And then Rashi says, quoting from the Taras Kohanim and the Medrash Tanchuma, V'chol Yisrael lo shomen, but Klal Yisrael didn't hear. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein notes that it's implicit in Rashi that the voice was so to speak, Hashem amplified his voice. He sent it out. But the only one whose ears it reached was Moshe. In other words, it was said to everybody, but Moshe was the only one that heard. Chol Yisrael lo shamu, they didn't hear what Hashem had said. But Hashem said it to them also. And Rav Moshe uses that to explain his own mahalach in the pasuk, that it's important that Hashem had said it, because this way the tzivoy, the commandment, was really said not only to Moshe, but it was said to all of Klal Yisrael, so really they got it directly from Hashem, and it's different. It's a higher level if you hear it directly from Hashem, or if it was sent to you directly from Hashem, than if you got it secondhand, so to speak, through the filter of Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to come to explain, perhaps, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu heard the call, and the rest of Klal Yisrael didn't hear the call. So let's go back to our first point. Vayikra Moshe, the Aleph is small. Why is the Aleph small? The Baal HaTurim says, Aleph de Vayikra Ze'era. The Aleph of the word Vayikra is small. Shemoshe, Shaya Anav, Gadol Va'anav. Moshe was great and he was humble. Lo Ratza Lichtov Ela Vayikar. He wanted to write Vayikar. Vayikar means that it was by chance, it happened. Could have happened to anybody. Kidar Shenemar Bilam. Just like the Pasuk says by Bilam, Vayikar Lo Kimel Bilam. Ki'ilu lo nira lo Hashem ela b'mikre. Like as if to say that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have a special in with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Anybody could have it. Me and you, we could also by chance bump into the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lichtov gam ha'alef. Now Hashem insisted that that's not true. You have to write the Aleph. Uksava katana. So the compromise, so to speak, he wrote it small. As if it was a pshara, a compromise. So Hashem says, you got to write the Aleph. Moshe says, I don't want to write the Aleph. So the compromise was, let's write it small. What did they compromise on? What did they agree to? And why did it need to say Vayikra? So, perhaps, I'd like to suggest something. Moshe Rabbeinu was Adon Hanaviim. He spoke peh el peh to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was also the greatest Anav. We usually think the greatest Anav means an Anav is a humble person, a person who thinks that they're the smallest. But that's not true. An Anav is somebody who understands his worth and his value. I think here, perhaps, at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klal Yisrael. And not only the Klal Yisrael that was in the Midbar with Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Klal Yisrael of every generation and every person. And Ad Hayom Hazeh, until me and you. And this is the message that he taught them. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted people to realize, don't think that you have to be Moshe. He knew who he was. Don't think that only Moshe Rabbeinu is somebody who that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to talk to. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give a message to. The Ribbono Shel Olam cares enough to contact. It's not true. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayikar. Hashem reaches out to me. I matter to the Ribbono Shel Olam as much as you matter to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayikra el Moshe. Moshe wanted the message to be, no, no, no. It's not. It's not about me. It's not about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Adon HaNavim. It's also about each and every one of you. Hashem wants to see each and every one of you. And when Hashem spoke to everybody, it was meant for everybody to hear. But Rashi says, Vayikra el Moshe. Moshe was the only one who understood that Hashem was talking to him. Everybody else said, me? What? It can't be that Hashem is talking to me. Hashem can't be singling me out of billions of people and actually care to focus on little old me. The introduction to Sefer Vayikra, Rabbeinu Bachai, he has a hakdama to Sefer Vayikra where he talks about the Midah of Anava. And he says something which I think often we don't think of as the way that it really is. He says, "V'yadua l'akol," in the middle of his hakdama, "V'yadua ki l'kol mida." It's known that every mida me amidos yishnei k'tzavos, k'tzei harishon u'k'tzei ha'achron. There's two extremes. Each mida has two extremes, and the Rambam writes that we're supposed to take the shvil hazav, the middle path, on most midos. But says Rabbeinu Bachai, "V'od yishlishi v'hu hamitzua," and sometimes there's a third point. And that point is right in the middle. Midas Hanava. What about Midas Hanava? Now, this is a chiddush to me because I always thought somebody who's full of himself, a Baal Gaiva, it's the opposite of Anava. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, it's not the opposite of Anava. Anava is actually the middle. Midas Hanava hi mimutzas ki hi emtzoyes bein hakotza harishon shu hagaiva v'hakotza hasheni shu hashiflus. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, no. Gaiva is one extreme, to be full of yourself and to think you're all important. Shiflus is the opposite extreme. Shiflus, you're shuffle, you're low, you're not important, you're insignificant. Anava is right in between. Anava is to understand who you are. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Anav Mikol Adam, but he was also the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, wanted to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. We've come out of Mitzrayim, we are now a nation. I want you to know, we're a big group of people. There's 600,000 men between the ages of 20 and 60. There are even more, obviously the entire sum of Klal Yisrael is somewhere between 2 and 3 million. At this point, we're an Am, but we've lost our sense of self, in a way. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know that that's not true. You should know that Hashem cares about your mitzvah and your tefillah. You know, sometimes we feel like, let's ask the tzaddik to daven for us, which we should. We should get a bracha from a tzaddik. It's a beautiful thing. But what about our tefillah? You know, Hashem's listening to us too. Vayikra el Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted us to know. You shouldn't think that only I get to talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Only I get to communicate with him. Only what I do matters because I'm the Gadol Hador. I'm the greatest of all the generations, of the Adon HaNaviim. It's not true. It's not true. Not that he didn't understand who he was, but he understood what every Yid was, what every single Jew, what every single one of us. He understood who we were. And because of that, he wanted to teach us this lesson. So he said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, teach them. Teach them Vayikar Elokim El Bilam. Let's write Vayikar El Moshe. That Hashem, even Moshe Rabbeinu, is the same. It's the same as all of us. We could connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Hashem says, no, you're special. We have to write Vayikra, but we're going to compromise. We'll put this Vayikra small so we could learn that lesson, because that is an important lesson. And that's why, perhaps that's why. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, if the sound was heard, like Moshe explained in Rashi, the sound was heard, right? Everybody, the voice went out to everybody, but only Moshe Rabbeinu heard it. Perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who understood that the Ribbono Shel Olam was pointing to him, was looking at him, was talking to him. A lot of times we feel disconnected. Hashem can't be talking to me. I don't really matter within the greater cosmos. I'm like a little speck of dust, nothing. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, each and every one of us can have a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we do a mitzvah, it matters. Hashem is watching. Hashem is taking notes. Hashem is following us, so to speak. He's like, and hopefully he's liking us too. But that's the connection that Hashem has with each and every one of us. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know. He's an Anav. He knows who he is, but he knows who each and every one of us are and can be. And he believed in us, and he wanted us to know this message, that what we do matters. When we daven, Hashem is listening. And when Hashem talks, He talks to us. Yes, He'll send a whole message. He'll turn over the world because He wants you to learn a lesson. Don't be disconnected. Realize that each of us has that relationship with Hashem, has the ability, because Moshe Rabbeinu saw that in each member of Klal Yisrael.